uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Full of hoes this morning.
I'm looking at the biggest one right there. You named Joe.
Good morning, Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and everybody in the room includes myself, Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, intern Chloe Money, and our technical producer in Houston, holding things down as always, Lenny Bree, and of course you. Good morning. How you doing, McKenzie?
I am 100 times better than I was yesterday morning. I had such a rough one, but dude, I TCB'd like no one's business yesterday. If you don't know what that means, took care of business.
I was like, what is that slang term? What'd you do?
So I left here. I had to get a shot. Happy to report, I did not faint.
All right, that's good.
And then I got my windshield wiper fixed because it broke off when I needed it yesterday. And I got that fixed. I also got my oil changed just for kicks because I was there. Then I went to the BMV and got figured out what I need to do to like get all my paperwork, and I need to get a new license, all these things. I have to go back today because I needed one more piece of documentation. But I got like so much done.
Wow.
And then I got a facial.
Gee.
Glowing.
How did you fit it all in?
I tell you, it was crazy. I didn't sleep, but it was insane. But I felt, that's the thing. I want to throw it out there. If you're like, oh, I have so much anxiety because I have so much to do, that's me on the daily. Action is the cure for anxiety. Just start checking things off. Do one thing at a time and just start doing it. Take action and start checking them off your list. And I'll tell you what, it will alleviate the stress and anxiety you have.
See, I just would have got the facial first. I was like, oh, I'm going to do that first.
It was nice. It was a salt facial, and they like scrub. It's like a part, three parts facial, and it was so good.
All right. Liv the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I trained a little bit to become a PsychoStar instructor. I had a dance lesson, so I was just very busy. I had a lot to get done and do. I had to go to the grocery as well, but so it was good. Just getting things done, you know?
All right, dope. Pork Chop, what about you, man? How was your day yesterday?
I did not go to the BMV yesterday.
Why?
Are you going back today?
Yeah, I will. But I did call them, and I found out that if I want, I could, my registration, I have to get it through till July 7th. So I could do it from now till July 7th for $80. Or I could do it from now till July 7th of the next year, 2021, for $110. So for just $30 more, extend it to the whole next year. So that's what I'm going to do.
Smart.
Yeah, I'll probably do that today or tomorrow.
All right, let's start the GoFundMe right now. We're going to raise the funds for registration.
Someone could straight up steal my identity because with me right now, I have like my Social Security card. I have a passport. I have a bunch of bills with my new address. I have all these things. It's so funny because all the things you have to bring to the BMV.
Oh, wow.
It's insane.
Let's see, what else did I do yesterday? I did like nothing. Took a nap, ate dinner, watched a movie with my boyfriend. And that's going to be what I'm into. So I'm not going to tell you right now
what
movie
boyfriend?
We watched.
Oh.
Yeah, both.
I'm into my hostage right now. Let me tell you.
What would you do if that was what I'm into? I just put a picture up of him.
I would be like, you know what?
Swipe
we're
up.
Okay.
I love it.
It was just a swipe up to his Instagram.
You guys are so stinking cute.
Aww. Are you okay? Because I feel like you're stressing that he is going to be working soon and you won't be able to spend every moment with him.
No, he starts his job on Monday.
Is he excited? I bet he's excited.
Yeah, probably.
He's like ready to, you know.
What is his sketch going to be like?
I don't know yet.
Like, is it like a 9 to 5
every like,
day?
Only mornings. Only mornings is all you can work. No afternoon shift.
Yeah, I don't know yet. Well, I'll have to see.
This is going to be interesting.
As long as I don't have to hang out with you to fill the void, I'll be okay. Joe,
he's
what are you doing?
Up to Joe watching movies.
I'm like, I don't want to watch this movie again. Can we order a pizza? My day yesterday was kind of boring. I did take a nap, and it I've noticed, and I thought about it. I think I'm going to go to a gym. I won't say which one, but where you can get a very cheap membership, because my walking, I've been tracking it on my phone. We'll do Joe's journey later on this morning around 7 Central, is down dramatically. Like, I only got in like 3,000 steps yesterday. Most days, like when I'm working out and just doing stuff, I get at least 10 to 12.
It's because
or
it's
more.
Freezing outside.
Yeah, it's so
I know.
Cold.
But it's like, yeah, fall is coming, winter's coming, and it's like, ugh, I think I'm going to have to start working out inside. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to pay money for a gym membership, but maybe I will. Just a small, like a cheap one. There's several out there where you can get them for cheap prices.
You guys should maybe, would you work out at home if you got a little treadmill or something?
You know what? Probably not.
I mean, just walky-walk. You could just walk and watch TV or something.
But I've had one before. I think what I'll do, though, is because we have like fun money, my wife and I get like a certain amount of money that we can just, you know, do whatever we want with our own discretion. I think that way to hold myself accountable, when it comes out of the joint account, I don't feel as bad if we don't do anything. But I'm like, wait a minute, I just wasted $20 or $40 or $100.
Right.
And I didn't go. Maybe that'll make me go more.
Oh, that's true.
Huh, that's
so
good.
So I just thought about that. So I think today after the show, after our long day, I think I'll go and actually sign up for that just to get going. It'd be nice to lift some weights, but just in general, they have like ellipticals. They, you know, most gyms have all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Beat the New Year's resolution crowd. Because everyone's going to be signing up like end of December, before January, so now's the time.
No, you're totally right about that. How was your day yesterday? You can check in Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe McKenzie, or give us a dial, 833-563-2539. McKenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, how Sarah Palin found out she was getting a divorce, plus the sexiest man alive has been announced.
Hey, everybody, I'm Joe Pesh. Thank you. Oh, wasn't me.
You can't win three times in a row.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it is tea time. Let's spill this. All right, so Frozen 2, close to us. November 21st, we're almost there until the big premiere. Kristen Bell just sat down with Jimmy Fallon, and she talked about how Frozen 2 really deals with new feelings and emotions.
In this movie, we delve a little bit into romantic love, and the thing I think I'm proudest of is the way that they represented Kristoff. Kristoff has a song that is going to blow your mind, sung by Jonathan Groff.
Jonathan Groff is
it's called
best.
Lost in the Woods, and it's about his big feelings for Anna. And little boys don't often see representation of other boys having really big, loving feelings. And he also has two lines that I love where he rescues Anna at one point, and it's in the midst of battle, and he looks at her, and the first thing he says is, "I'm here, what do you need?"
Wow.
I'm so excited. I think I'm more excited than my 9-year-old for this movie.
It's going to be a great movie. And there's special appearances too, like Cardi B's in it.
It's cold outside, but I'm still looking like a daddy because a home never gets cold.
I mean, I'm looking forward to this.
She would fit in perfectly, right? She really would. So get excited again. November 21st. The countdown is on. Well, Dolly Parton, I love her so much. Of course, she's Miley Cyrus's godmama. And she is saying she loves giving advice to young artists.
I love that girl. Power. I'm always touched when all these young, new artists say that they've drawn some inspiration from me. So I wanted to be there to support them as women in the business. I wanted to be there as their Aunt Dolly, the older, you know, one to say, yes, we can do it. And yes, you can do it. And I'm proud of you.
And I'm proud of you. So Dolly's sitting down. That's so cool. This is so exciting. The CMA Awards are going down tonight at 7 p.m. on ABC. So
Yay!
Check your local listings. I can't wait for that. Sarah Palin, get this. She found out Todd, her husband, was divorcing her by email.
I found out from an email from an attorney saying that she was hired. And that was on June 19th. I'll never forget it. And then on Todd's birthday, a week after our 31st anniversary, is when he filed. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. It's not easy to talk about.
It's really interesting because when you do have someone serve with papers, you can go a few routes. You can physically deliver them. Mm-hmm. You can have them sent via mail, or you can be real over the top dramatic and have like an officer come to their work or their home,
Ooh.
Knock on the door and like serve.
If/when my wife Lindsay does divorce me, I want the officer to come in studio on a mic, like, oh, what is this? And he's like, you've been served. And that would be
like,
so good for ratings.
Mounted on a horse and gallop up to you with papers. Super dramatic.
You've been served,
so
trick.
Extra. Well, the sexiest man alive has been revealed. It is John Legend. How does he feel about it?
I'm the sexiest man alive.
Oh, yes. He actually had a necklace on that said EGOTSMA, stood for Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, and Sexiest Man Alive. So congrats to John Legend. He is so smooth, so cool. But how did his kiddos feel about him being named this? Chrissy Teigen posted on her social media.
Miles, are you so happy Daddy is the sexiest man alive? Luna, are you so happy Daddy's the sexiest man alive?
I watch the movie, Mom.
Who wants to move on? I don't care.
Whatever.
Hey, congrats to John Legend, though. Great choice.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. All right, I hate to do this, but everyone on the show needs to pick a side. Are you Team Joe or are you Team Lindsay? Yeah, me and my wife, we had a disagreement last night. We're going to call this one the dishwasher debate.
Ooh.
All right, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes here. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. You can call in and pick a side, but I'm definitely going to ask everybody on the show to pick a side, and you have to. There's no, well, I don't want to. There's either the right side or the wrong side, and that is Team Joe or my wife, Team Lindsay. We're calling this the dishwasher debate. When you load a dishwasher, if you have one, heck, even if you have it just by hand and you put it on the counter, when it comes to the silverware, do you point like the actual part that scoops the food up or stabs the food? You know, do you point that part down or do you have it facing up? What do you do? And I will reveal the sides in just 1 second.
I have an easy answer for this.
All right, pork chop. I would love to hear it.
My dishwasher comes with like a loadable like silverware thing.
Yes, a lot of them do.
It only has the option for you can't shove the whole fork, the whole spoon in there. You can only shove the stem, so the silverware is up. And I think I'm the only one here, or I've worked in food the longest out of anybody. Like the health, whatever department
inspectors.
Yeah, it says like, well, first of all, you have to wash the silverware 3 times. First time is up, and then second time is up, and then you flip it over while it's in the cups, and then wash it again. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I always do like forks and spoons and everything like that. Those are pointed up, but sharp knives, I will have those pointed down. I don't know why. I've just always done that.
Okay, so you two agree on that one. Interesting. So, and Mackenzie.
I face everything towards the center.
Huh? What?
Like
level.
She's like, I put the silverware in the middle spot where plates go. They always fall through every time.
It's so annoying.
We're like, what?
I've never had a piece of fork stay anywhere.
So, well, I'm not silverware. I put, I put the plates and like my cereal bowls, all those things facing down. Like if they're on the top, they're facing down. Everything's facing the center because I feel like that is what goes in circle, like
so
gets
like
everything going.
The little cartridge that holds the silverware.
Usually
you know
it's
I'm
on the side.
About?
Yes.
It's on the side. Are you putting the fork? Are you
fork
putting
up or
it
down? Yes. Up every time. Okay. Yeah. Up every time. But when I arrange my plates, I don't do them like in stacks. I have everything kind of like facing the center.
All right. Well, then 833-563-2539. I will tell you right now what my wife, Lindsay, does, and she puts the silverware, like with a pointy end, what you would like get the food with, she puts that end up, which all three of you seem to say you do.
Because it touches your mouth.
Okay, but my thing is I point it down, and every time she yells at me and flips it, I put like the fork, little prongy parts, on the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. I put the knife, the sharp end on there. I put that down, the spoon where you're scooping stuff out and it goes to your mouth. I put that down. You know why? And why I think you guys are all
I know why.
Wrong. Go ahead, why?
Because you're not supposed to touch the eating part.
Exactly. Even if it's just me and my wife in the house or you guys come over as guests, do you want my man paws all over the end of the fork that's going to be in your mouth or the spoon or the knife?
That doesn't necessarily mean I'm like gripping on.
No, you
the
can
part
grip under the head.
No,
if
you can't.
You grip. Yeah, you grip the stem.
Okay, your hand
stem,
motion.
You
stop.
It.
Your hand motion does not look right.
Teeny, teeny.
You grip this stem and then you drop it.
I'm imagining Liv like wiping her butt and then going and grabbing the silverware.
Okay, well,
for all of the times I'm just scratching my ass.
you know, I really, I probably should wash my hands, but I got to unload this dishwasher and I just went to the bathroom.
So when you put your cups in, though, you face them downwards, right? Same thing? Like on the top?
Yeah, everything else. I think silverware is just a unique beast.
Okay.
Ooh, Rachel has an interesting point.
What up, Rachel? You're on Joe McKenzie.
Hi. I read somewhere that you're supposed to put some of them up and some of them down, specifically for, like, if you think about spoons, if they all started to fall the same way, they wouldn't really get clean.
Oh, mix it up.
Up against each other.
I like that.
Interesting. Okay, Rachel, what do you do, though? Who cares what we read? What do you do?
I started doing both, but I used to leave them with the knife down and fortune spoons up because I felt like all of the dirt would drip off of them, I guess. The top part would be cleaner.
Okay, but you don't want the top part clean. You want that's your hand part. I don't care if my hand's messy. I want a clean spoon or fork when I'm putting it in my mouth hole.
I don't know. You might be on your own.
It sounds like it, Rachel. Thank you for calling.
Please never say mouth hole again.
Well, what do you call it?
Mouth? Like a normal person.
Well, like your mouth, if you look at it, it's kind of like a hole. You shovel stuff into it.
Yeah, so you don't have to use the adjective right after describing what a mouth is.
Just your mouth.
Let's wrap it up with Alice this morning. Hey, Alice, you're on Joe McKenzie, and I'm the only person in the world that puts their forks, spoons, and knives down facing. What do you do?
So I'm kind of with you, kind of not. Yeah, so, and I have a different reason for doing it. I put my forks and my knives down just because they're pointy. I have two now teenagers that have not always been teenagers, obviously, but they don't always look before they grab. So I noticed when those are up, they're more likely to cut themselves if we haven't undone the dishwasher and they need the silverware, you know, they're just going to go in for it.
Alice, yes. You realize you could have a new saying. It's like, if you don't look before you grab, you might get stabbed.
True that.
No.
Yeah, and then you could be like, thug life. No, Alice, thank you for calling in there. I guess I kind of have a half a person that agrees with me, so I'll take that.
And I like that saying.
I don't remember
look
what I
before
said.
Before you grab, you'll get stabbed.
Yep, that goes with anything in life. Coming up.
I do my hair.
Dang it. Why do I always hit the play button when that song has no intro? Sorry, behind the scenes radio sucks. Yes, what we're going to do is this. After Lizzo continues part of her song, don't shake your head at me, pork chop. You run this board, you'd mess up more than I would.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, you want to run it?
Okay. You want to do my job?
Yeah. I mean, I would mess it up today, but I guarantee you, I would love to do a week where we swap jobs.
Okay.
I would love to see that happen.
Hey, maybe a day. I don't want the ratings to go down.
Oh, the ratings can't go any lower than they are right now. Me as Liv as Joe the web boy. Oh, my God. We would have such high numbers. If I did the T, we'd have celebrities calling in and like, oh, my God, I heard you talking about me, Joe. And if I suck at all those jobs. I'm kidding. But here's what is coming up as I compose myself. We are going to get into Joe's Need to Know News right after Lizzo. And then after that, it's Song of the Day. We got a really good category that you suggested. So, Lizzo, continue what you were saying. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. People looking to start streaming, you know, brand new Disney Plus found themselves in a unfortunate situation. They were staring at error error messages explaining that, hey, there's a problem connecting to Disney Plus and the service just was not working. The issue started, I guess, about 4 hours after the launch yesterday. Outage Tracker, which is downdetector.com, that's a place you can see when things go down, reported more than 8,000 instances of problems, which I thought would be a lot higher than that. The issue included trouble signing up, the inability to log in, problems loading on smart TVs, some unavailable titles, and 30-second plus load times when things did work. Disney blamed the hiccups on consumer demand. Of course, you're not ready for the actual onslaught of people to log in, but did anybody here sign up for Disney Plus?
My boyfriend did.
Did he?
Yes.
Did you guys check it out yesterday at all or no?
Yes, we did. I actually watched a movie, an old like Disney original movie. It's called Stuck in the Suburbs. It was one of my favorites.
Who was in it? Any like kid stars?
Well, you know the guy from SNL? Like, he's also married to the girl from How I Met Your Mother.
I like this very vague description.
Married to Allison Janney, the redhead, or
no,
Colby?
No, the Robin.
Let's say I don't know.
Okay, well, he's in it.
Okay,
that's
good.
That guy. That's basically it. It's like,
that dude.
It came out in like 2004. It's really good. I think London from Suite Life of Zack and Cody is also in it.
Is it free or do you have to pay?
Oh, you got
to
pay.
Disney Plus?
Yeah.
No, you have to pay.
But it's like, it's just an extra. So it's like Netflix.
It's like Netflix.
Okay. It's $70 a year, I believe, or something. So it depends.
Okay.
I'd rather my wife do that. She always gets like, oh, they're bringing the Lion King out of the vault.
I feel like as the mom on the show, I should totally do that.
Yeah, then you should share it with everybody because that's what a good mom does.
Can you share it?
I don't know. We should try. Hey,
I'm sure they don't want you to.
Can you DM us, Joe and Mackenzie, if you have a Disney Plus, if you'd be willing to share it with
just
the show?
This is a scientific experiment. We want to see if it'll work.
Yeah, for sure. Joe and Mackenzie, hit us up. A family in San Antonio was told, remove your Christmas decorations until it gets closer to the holidays. Amen. They put up a snowman, some rain, and a Santa. They did this on November 1st. A few days ago, the homeowner association sent them a letter to take down the decorations until closer to the holiday season. However, the family said the letter did not give a date. They said, we're going to keep our decorations up. What do you guys think about putting up holiday decorations already? I mean, it's not even Thanksgiving.
I say take advantage when it's warmer weather outside. Like, that's my first chance to go outside. Like, if it's going to be nicer, I say do it. Now, I mean, everything's going to be boom, boom, boom from here on out. So get them up as soon as you can
I think it's fine if you put your Christmas lights up, yeah, because you don't want to do it when there's piles of snow. Or
right.
Like in Indy, we get a bunch of snow. I don't think so as much in Houston. But yeah, but don't actually turn everything on until it's like after Thanksgiving.
This has been an ongoing debate in my family group chat for probably about 3 weeks now. My sister is like so annoyed with all of her neighbors. They had them up like literally the week of Halloween. They had all of their Christmas lights up and on.
I grew up, so one of my good friends when I was little, like in grade school, her family went all like Griswold. I mean, millions of lights, and they just never took them down. Like they just, so like during the summer and stuff, they'd still be up, but it would just, they wouldn't light them.
I guess that's what you want to do. Do your thing. A couple more stories here for Joe's Need to Know News. There are now color-coded baskets at Sephora stores in Europe. And I like this. Not that you'll ever find me in a Sephora, but I like this idea in general. And they're to let employees know if you want help or not. Customers can grab the red basket if they're wanting assistance. And customers who do not can take a black one. The baskets are a big hit, I guess, on social media where people are like, oh, I love this idea. Because I hate when I go in a store.
And they pester you.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like some help? I'm like, no. Dude, I'm a fat guy at the fat guy store. I know what jeans I wear. Let me get them.
You would hate Sephora, Joe. Because
really?
Literally, you grab four items and it's like, that'll be $250.
See, I feel like I could afford to shop at Sephora then, because being a fat guy, getting like four pairs of jeans, I swear it's like $60-$80 a pair of jeans.
I'm talking like you'll get a lip gloss, a powder, maybe a lotion, and one other like device.
Okay, now you're giving me anxiety. I hope Lindsay doesn't shop there. Oh, that'd be terrible. And finally, Popeyes is in the news every single day, it seems like. I still like their chicken sandwiches, but this is kind of another gross thing. We talked yesterday about how they got in trouble for preparing the food over a garbage can. Well, a New York man said he found a half-smoked joint in the chicken sandwich he bought from a Popeyes. He said he was just about done eating the sandwich when the joint fell in his lap. Sure it did. He said he contacted the Popeyes, but the manager said the incident happened outside of the restaurant location, so there was nothing that he could do about it. If it would have been happening inside of there, he could have done something.
Wait. But it's their food that they prepared. That's not right.
But I've heard with other places and restaurants, like, to be fair, people mess with food all the time to try to get it for free. Like, oh, there's a hair in this. I want my money back.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But they're saying, like, well, because the guy could have put a joint in there himself or a cigarette or whatever. I believe there probably was a joint smoked at a Popeye's chicken. To be fair, you probably would smoke a joint there.
Interesting. So if I find a fingernail in, like, a sandwich, but I've already gone home and I'm unwrapping it to eat it, they're like, oh, sorry, you already left.
I mean, that's why the guy said, hey, I wasn't going to do this. I just wanted an apology, but he put it on social media because they just blew it off.
Oh, yes.
I don't care what you say. Even if I find a fingernail in my chicken sandwich, I still want to take a bite.
Would you really?
I would pick it out. I'm saying still...
Oh, Joe, that is nasty.
I like food.
You don't know where that fingernail has been.
Well, probably on somebody's finger.
Oh, you could not pay me. You could not pay me to eat that
Ooh,
sandwich.
That'll be the box of shame punishment one day. Fingernail.
No. Hell no.
Fingernail Absolutely floss. You got to floss your teeth with my fingernails.
I need you to even stop saying the word fingernail floss.
That's
repulsive. No way.
Okay, this is really cool. Wrapping up with sports here. The only thing I'm doing is something local in Indiana. It's a team called the Evansville Aces. They beat number one Kentucky. I'm surprised Lou the Web Girl wasn't talking to me about this last night. It was a big upset.
I've never been that happy on just a random Tuesday night in my entire life. I love to see the University of Kentucky just eat it.
They were the number one team. Evansville wasn't even ranked. They won last night, 67-64 in Kentucky. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Are you guys ready to have a little Song of the Day battle?
Yes, honey.
All right, Song of the Day is coming up next. It's artists whose faces don't match their voice. I call this AKA, they're probably kind of ugly, but, you know, like Lewis Capaldi, for example. But we'll see what songs everybody picked out next. Song of the day, song of the day, song of the day, song of the day. It's the song of the day, and we still need more words to finish the song. All right, we're getting there. Hey, good morning, Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now in Song of the Day. Might be one of the favorite things that I've ever got to do on radio. So thanks to Porkchop, the brainchild of Song of the Day. What an amazing man. Also the guy that wins a lot. So hey, I guess that's part of the trade-off. Today's category. Actually, I believe, was this suggested by somebody? I'm not sure if it was or not. It's artists whose faces don't match their voice. AKA to me, like, they're probably uglier than you think.
Or, no, sometimes it's like, oh, I thought that was a guy, and it's a girl with a deep, raspy voice. Or I thought this was, they looked different than they actually do. Because they sound a certain way, which people think about us all the time. People think I'm like a short brunette sometimes.
People think I'm a little skinny dude.
Do they?
Yeah, they don't think I'm a big fat guy.
I've once been told that someone thought I was Asian with glasses. I'm like, how do you tell I sound like I have glasses on?
That's interesting.
Well, if you sound nerdy, you would assume a person might have glasses.
Oh.
I'm like, once again, assuming, like, hey, it's Porkchop here. How you doing?
Do I just sound nerdy?
No, but I'm, well, you don't sound
corny.
Cool. Yeah.
His mouth is dropped.
Yeah, I'm the Song of the Day winner. I'm not a nerd.
Well, that doesn't mean you have swag. You could be a mathematician trying to calculate what has the best percentage of winning.
I got swag.
All right, anyways, swagless Porkchop, you're up first today. What song do you have? It's an artist whose face doesn't match their voice.
So at first, I was going to go with Susan Boyle when she sings that song.
You're not going with I Had a Dream.
Yeah, I Had a Dream.
I had a dream.
But then I was like, you know what? I actually want to win Song of the Day. So there's a country artist, but he's also kind of bled over into Top 40 as well. His name is Kane Brown. He's on that song with Marshmello.
One Thing Right.
Yeah, One Thing Right. Well, he's got this country song came out a couple years ago called What Ifs, and I absolutely love this song. I dedicated it to my boyfriend. So that's where you play the song?
I just vomited. Okay, go ahead.
What if I was made for you?
I love that. Yeah, Kane Brown, you wouldn't believe. He sounds like he's got this deep voice like this. And he's just like a normal, like, teen kid.
Talk about someone who's has swag. And, like, Chops thinks he's hot, too.
Maybe.
Are you saying Porkchop thinks himself that he's hot or Kane Brown's hot?
He's a good-looking dude.
He's a good-looking dude. We've interviewed him many times. He's really down-to-earth and a nice guy. He just became a new dad.
Okay, Live the Web Girl, what do you got today?
My artist is also a very nice, down-to-earth guy. No, I'm just kidding. He is, though. I know. I love this guy. And when you first hear him, and especially when you hear him sing, not only rap, but when you hear him sing, you just don't picture him to look the way he looks. And that's my boy, Post Malone.
Then you're left in the dust, unless I stuck by you. You're a sunflower. I think your love would be too much, or you'd be left.
But it's also a song with Post Malone.
Well, I know that's Sway Lee. I didn't know. I didn't edit it.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just telling people that are listening. Yeah, we know that's Sway Lee. All right, Mackenzie.
I was waiting for a second. I'm like, that doesn't sound. But I was like, wow, Post Malone does not sound like he loves
it. He really got good at singing.
He does sing in that song.
Yeah, he does.
And
I'll take your word for it.
It does sound really good.
And it's a good song.
If I could edit it and upload it right now.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I want to make sure people realize we know that. All right.
I got the hook.
All right. We play that song here.
Well,
on radio
he does. You realize that he does sing the hook, right?
Yes.
Didn't I get the hook?
You got Sway Lee.
That's okay.
Whatever. Some would say this is sabotage by Porkchop. I'm not saying that, though. Mackenzie, what do you have?
Okay, so this is a song you may not have heard of because we don't play this artist, but his name is George Ezra. If you need a little pick-me-up because you're cold and trying to get through the week. Okay, this dude is a small, he's like blonde hair. He's super pale. Does not sound like it. It's George Ezra with Shotgun.
There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Yes, honey, that's George Ezra. So he has a deep voice, but he's young and he's just blonde, and you would never picture that voice out of that man. But please vote for him because I feel like you're going to love this song.
Okay. I really hope my song wins. I have a feeling that it will too. I'm actually really excited. I'm going to get right to it. We all know this voice, and it's a powerful voice, but if you've watched the music video, or if you had somebody pull a prank on you where they have you click on it and this person ends up singing, you say there's no way that this guy has that voice. I'm talking about Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
You need to show the power of your vote. You know that's a great song that you want to hear, so you need to vote for it this morning.
Didn't they regularly go to him on like Family Guy?
Yes, and anywhere. Astley? All the time. All right, let the voting begin. Grab your phone and text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. That's song to 52140. We will get a winner after Old Town Road. Oops. Crap. Crap, 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 crap.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Something wrong with Rosie? Or you're voting for yourself.
Got it.
That's what it is.
Okay. I just voted for myself. There we go. Now the calculations can begin. Song of the day, we are Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now, and the category today was songs by artists which they probably don't look like they sound, aka they might be really ugly. And here is a brief recap of what everybody went with this morning. We had producer Porkchop go with Kane Brown, What If.
What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it?
Good song right there. We also had Live the Web Girl go with Post Malone, Sunflower.
Sunflower, I think your love would be too much.
Yes, we know that's Sway Lee and not Post Malone singing that part of the song. Then we have Mackenzie with George Ezra, Shotgun.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
And myself, Joe, went with a song that I really hope the votes came through because, you know what, you deserve to hear a good song like this. Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
And if somehow, someway, you've never seen that guy's music video, I encourage you, even if it doesn't win today, to go watch it because you're gonna be like, what the heck did I just see? It's that good. So, that being said, I believe the results are in. Porkchop's giving me the look.
Coming in last place with 15% of the vote. A song that you could already typically hear if you listen to Radio Now. Live the Web Girl.
Glad to see she's not upset saying that Post Malone wasn't the actual part of the song that was played.
Right behind her, though, with 19% of the vote in third place, Joe Pesh.
Interesting. No Rick Astley today? All right, I'm giving up on you for votes.
First and second place were separated by 12%, so we do have a clear-cut winner today. Second place was 26%. First place, 38%. Can Mackenzie get three wins in a row? Yes.
Stop it! Mackenzie's, are you serious?
First place. Yes! 30% of the vote.
Gosh! All right. I'm in all right. Shock.
I'm not calling
I never
you
win.
I'm not calling you a liar, but I do want to see the results today.
I never win. I'm like tearing up. I'm so excited. Thank you so much, because I want everyone to hear this song. If you don't know George Ezra, it's going to get you going for your day. And I love to spread new music that you might not know about. George Ezra.
I feel like Kanye West over here. We're like, yes! I'm happy for you. I'm going to let you finish, but
I just sent you the screenshot of the votes, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you for voting. I think you're going to love the song. Oh, that makes my morning.
I can't believe you got 3. You're on a hot roll. You've had like 5 wins. If you didn't take vacation the other day, you would have had 6 wins probably.
Wow. This is like mind-blowing. The underdog.
Is there an intro to this song, or does it start right out?
Just enjoy it.
Oh, there is an intro.
Yes, you're going to love this. This is going to get you going for the day.
All right.
Thank you for voting for me. I love you.
It's called Shotgun.
I'm into it.
I like it. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
What we're into, it could be music, it could be a movie, it could be food, it could be fashion, pretty much anything that we're into, we like to share with you because we think, hey, you might be into it too. And by the way, that goes both sides. You can share with us anytime you got something. Maybe DM us and we could talk about it in a future episode. Joe and Mackenzie on Instagram, or you can call 833-563-2539. I really been watching a lot of things on Netflix yesterday, and this is interesting because I was born in late 1985, and this happened just after that, and it's called, the show or the little mini docuseries on Netflix is called The Devil Next Door, and here's a little clip explaining what it's all about.
John Demjanjuk, he was a family man.
He was living the American dream. He was a good American citizen. Up until the government came along and said he was Ivan the Terrible.
Charges were filed today against John Demjanjuk, the 66-year-old Ukrainian native, is accused of being a Nazi death camp guard named Ivan the Terrible.
The crimes that he was accused of were horrid.
The Israeli government is seeking his extradition as a war criminal.
And that's where the drama begins.
Okay, and I have not Googled. I don't know if the guy actually was, like, sentenced to found guilty and hung or what happened, but, like, he got kicked out of the U.S. and he went back to Israel. They put him on trial, and if he was found guilty, they would have hung him. So I don't know if that actually happened or not. I have not looked that far ahead. I'm sure you could easily Google it, but I'm excited. It's so interesting. It's so powerful.
And the name again?
It is called The Devil Next Door. What are you into, Mackenzie?
Okay, well, this is totally different than that. This is talking, okay, so the weather's getting colder. You might not be taking care of your skin like you should. This is for your lips in particular. It's the Bliss Fabulips Powdomatic Lip Perfecting System. So it's 2 parts. One is this awesome sugar. It's like basically a sugar scrub I found. So it's a little thing for your lips. You dip it in and it exfoliates your lips. Like the sugar gets all the dead skin off. Then this device looks like a toothbrush and it vibrates. And it's like zzz, and then you put it over your lips and it plumps them up. It rehydrates and it gets rid of all the icky dead skin from like the cold weather elements.
Yeah.
Girls, I mean, this is going to like power up your pout. You can get it on Amazon, different places, but again, it's called the Bliss Fabulips Pout-O-Matic.
Okay. That's a very condensed name. It's like me naming something. What's the longest title possible? Live the Web Girl, what are you into?
So I am into this podcast called Tiny Meat Podcast, or Tiny Meat Gang Podcast. And so it's Cody Ko and Noelle Miller. They're like huge, huge YouTubers. And they are literally 2 of the funniest people ever. They actually have a tour going on. And they're actually going to be coming to Indianapolis March 29th. So you can catch me there. But they have a bunch of YouTube videos. So I'm obsessed with that. But they also have a podcast that I love to listen to. It comes out every Thursday. And they're just 2 of the funniest people on the internet.
Do they talk about meat?
No. It's called Tiny Meat Gang because their meat is small.
Oh, I could be part of that gang.
Do you want to be the third job?
Yeah, I could be in the micro meat gang. Okay. Producer Porkchop, what are you into this week? Meat or no?
No, mine is a little rough.
You okay? This is gonna be sad. I can tell by the tone.
Last night, my boyfriend and I watched a movie, and it's called Prayers for Bobby. And I don't know, I'm going to do 3 things I don't like to do right now. I don't like to get religious, political, or make people cry in the morning. And unfortunately, like, homosexuality has become like a religious and political issue. I don't know, maybe not issue, but thing. Anyways, it's about this kid in the 80s who took his own life because...
Oh, Topsies!
Play it. Go ahead, play it.
I think there's something wrong with me.
I think too much. It's dangerous.
Bobby, you're scaring me. What's going on?
He might be homosexual.
He's not. I know if we trust in God, we can get through this. It's curable with his help.
We still love you, Bobby.
Accept me as I am, or forget it.
I won't have a gay son.
Then, Mom, you don't have a son.
Bye.
Bobby killed himself. He's gone.
Help me! My son is dead! Let me out!
Yeah, oh my, I'm going to give you a hug.
I don't know. It does. I've never like watched a movie that just, I've never felt, I don't know, that like reached out to me
right,
so
just
much.
Touched you in such a way.
Did you feel like you related a lot to the character then?
Is this with Nicole Kidman by chance?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't think so, no.
Okay,
it's a movie that came out 10 years ago. And, you know, the mom and the family is very super religious. And, And I don't know, she just did some research and found out her own stuff, read the Bible more, and now she kind of helped start the movement called PFLAG. I think that's Parents for Lesbian and Gays.
Okay. Is this a true story?
I was going to say, careful when you Google PFLAG. That might be something totally different.
Yeah,
so.
PFLAG. And it's like she goes to gay pride parades and like hugs like sons and stuff.
Right.
And I don't know, I challenge you, you know, if you might be... you know, in your 20s or young age, whatever, and going through, you know, you're not sure of identifying with your sexuality, I encourage you, you know, to watch this movie. And maybe if you're a parent that you suspect that your kid might be homosexual, to watch this movie as well.
What's it called again?
Prayers for Bobby.
All right, cool. Mackenzie, you better find something uplifting in the tea.
Aww. Yeah, sorry.
Love you, Chops.
No, don't apologize at all.
It's rare to find a movie or a piece of, you know, art or anything that really moves you. So I'm so glad that you did and you shared it with us.
It's an important message, too,
Absolutely.
And if you could cry more, I mean, they've shown, like, research that's good for ratings.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I don't
play it again?
No, I'm good.
No, thank you for sharing
that. Thank you for sharing
that. What we're into, we'll put it up on joeandmackenzie.com and a swipe-up link on our IG story. So you better get a click in. It's Joe and Mackenzie. What's coming up in the tea?
Well, you have to hear Whitney Houston when she confronted Wendy Williams. They released the audio, and this entire TV cast just got fired.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
Oh, it's tea time. Kicking things off with Dave Grohl. This is so cool. Okay, so Dave Grohl, rocker, he met up with Big Bird and Elmo in a new clip from Sesame Street.
Oh, this is our friend, Mr. Dave Grohl.
Hi.
Here we go.
We're on our way.
It's an amazing trip.
Across the USA.
Oh, I want to hear a full album of that. I love it.
Isn't that cool, of course? Foo Fighters. That's pretty cool. He's just the coolest guy. So yeah. I liked him taking the time to hang out on Sesame Street. Well, this is so interesting. So Brad Pitt sat down and interviewed Adam Sandler, his buddy. And they talked a little bit about one professor at NYU told Adam Sandler, dude, really, you should just give up on acting.
Okay, and he said to you, I want to take you out for beer.
Right.
You guys went to a bar.
Right.
And he kindly said to you,
yes,
think about something else.
Exactly.
You listen, you got a heart, but you don't have it. Yeah. You don't have it.
Yeah, right.
Choose another path.
Oh, yeah.
Truth?
It was like that.
To be fair, Adam Sandler is not a great actor. I love Adam Sandler, but his movies are a whole different breed, which is great to show you can do all sorts of things, but I can't see Adam Sandler as a dramatic actor.
Right.
Like, could you see him in the Titanic, like Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, he's done some drama, but I like when actors stick to what they're good at. Like, I like Happy Gilmore Days, Big Daddy. I just think it's cool he hires just all his buddies.
Tap it in.
Who is better?
No, yes. Conditioner.
But I think that's one. And of course, I love Brad Pitt. Oh, love that man.
All right, calm down. Now you're lusting.
Give us some water. Whitney, this is interesting. Okay, so Whitney Houston's former lover and bestie, Robin Crawford, has a new book, and she's claiming that she and Whitney were, in fact, lovers, not just best friends. And this is very interesting. So Robin Crawford sat down with Wendy Williams, and they talked about how Whitney laid into her.
Robin, I can't even fight. I would have run. You know what? Oh, my gosh.
We weren't going to fight. We just wanted to see you face to face and have a chat. That was a cumulative, fed up, Whitney Houston. And
fed up with me or fed up with the world?
You have been talking about Whitney and myself for so long.
Well, that's what I do. And it all came true. It's in the book.
Okay, so what went down? This is back in the day. Wendy Williams was gossiping about how they were lovers, not just best friends, Robin and the late and great Whitney Houston. So we have the audio of a 2003 recording of Whitney Houston calling up and calling out Wendy Williams because she asked about her drug use and she got mad.
Why could you say, baby girl?
But Whitney, watch what you do.
Nah, you don't even know what I do. Like you said, you never met me. You don't know me. You ain't been in my house. You don't live with me. You don't sleep with me. You don't even talk about me. So watch what you say. That's all I'm asking you is watch what the you say.
Dang, Whitney Houston.
And we'll cuss at you.
She is not having it. So, the drama rolls on. Also drama every single day, of course, on Days of Our Lives. It premiered November 1965. What I love about soap operas, you miss a few months, you pick right back up if you dive in. It's not much sense.
Yeah,
happened.
You know, a coma happens somewhere along the way, stuff like that.
My favorite part is when they like divulge their evil plans just talking to themselves in a room, and then someone, of course, overhears it. Well, get this. The whole cast has been laid off. What?
You're fired.
Days of Our Lives going into hiatus. Now, get this. They actually record 8 months in advance.
Dang.
I never knew it was that crazy, but they have. Everyone has pretty much been laid off, and it's like dot, dot, dot. They're going to let us know what's happening, but they're not commenting other than they're negotiating new deals with everybody, but at this moment, everyone got fired.
Okay. That's like a company taking over and paying you less. Love it.
If that's your show, I'm sorry.
Mackenzie with the T here on Joe and Mackenzie. We are going to get into something called online dating and the do's and don'ts of it.
Yes. So it's a new world for a lot of people. And we want to know if you've experienced that. There's been so many success stories and there's been not so successful stories. And we want to know when you're online dating, what's a do, what's a don't? What should your profile look like? What's the etiquette we want to go
there? Let's be real. We're trying to help Mackenzie set up her profile.
No, I'm not on it. I have not gone there. People swear by it, but I'm like,
We'll see if we can get you in there. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, the number 833-563-2539. We're Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Joe Mackenzie, and we have got so much going on in less than 20 minutes. Liv the Web Girl will be facing the Box of Shame. There's some new punishments in there. So many possibilities. One person has to face the consequence. So, Livy Liv.
I'm really not looking forward to it. I'm really nervous about it, but, you know, a deal's a deal. A dare's a dare.
It is. Today might be painful. We'll see what your punishment ends up being.
That's terrifying.
Why did you say that?
I'm saying it's cold. I put a couple
I'm already freezing. Our studio is like rigid. It's like 49 degrees in here, so I hope you don't have to go outside.
No, that'd be so funny. Okay. Dating do's and don'ts. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie swears this is not for her, but she wanted to talk about it. So let's see where this leads.
Over the weekend, last weekend I was in Miami, and it was just so funny because people were like, you should try online dating. And I have not. But then there's so many success stories. People are like, I met my honey on blah, 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 these dating sites. So we want to know the proper etiquette. I wouldn't even know where to begin. It's not my deal, but if I did, where do you begin? What's a do, a don't? What do you put on your profile? What's the etiquette? Actually, intern Chloe Money met her man, who's adorable, on, was it Tinder, Chloe?
Yeah, I met him on Tinder.
What attracted you to him? Like, what caught your eye first from the get?
Definitely the pictures, I'll admit. He's very cute. And then his profile was, like, really detailed on, like, where he goes to school, what his major is, what his hobbies are, and we just kind of had the same interests.
So are you being lustful, intern Chloe? You're like, oh, mommy likey.
No, but, like, part of it is you have to find the person attractive if you're going to be with them, and he's really cute, so it worked out for me.
Yep, there you go. No uglies. Okay, cool. We actually have somebody on the phone, and we'll get to you in just a second at 833-563-2539. Any advice or experience that you might have? I believe this is actually a friend of Liv's. Hey, Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Good. I have to remind Liv every day we do the show, so I'll tell you because you're normally not on the radio. No swearing, okay?
Oh, I know.
Okay, so What, you got any advice for us or experience here talking about the online dating and what you should do, what you shouldn't do?
Actually, I have honestly had no luck on dating apps. I mean, I actually just last week deleted Hinge because I was just so over it. But my roommate, she actually met the love of her life on Hinge. So, I mean, it could work someday. But, I mean, I think a big don't for me is probably, like, I hate corny pickup lines. I just will immediately unmatch with you. Like, that's just not my vibe.
What's been, like, some a corny line that you someone wrote to you?
Oh, God. Like, the heaven one?
I don't even know. Like, did you, do you hurt or are you, like, sore because you just dropped from heaven?
And I'm like, just don't, like, just ask me to get a beer or something. Like, that's just weird.
Yeah.
And, where are these girls when I was single?
Yeah, I think that's, like, a big go. And then also, I don't, like, on Hinge profiles, if a guy has, like, a million selfies, that's just, that ain't my vibe either.
How do you feel? Because I've heard mixed reactions. Like, I'm married, Taylor, so I really am not in the dating online game anymore. At least I'm not supposed to be. Do women like D-pics or no?
Ew.
Do they like what?
Like
a ding dong. Like a guy's like, hey, check out this.
No, they're disgusting.
Thank you.
I want to throw it out there for guys that are on there, straight guys. The pork chop's a guy too, but he's into dudes right now. You send like a booby pic or a naked pic. We like that. So, ladies, if you want to slide in the opposite way, we're down with that.
But you're not saying that's like, then you're thinking hookup potential.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about like dating apps, like initially when you are swiping through Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, like things like that. Like, no, what is an immediate no? What is an immediate yes?
I called to the stand intern Chloe. You just said your guy was hot. Intern Chloe, like, would you not want to see what he looks like naked?
Not right off the bat.
Says what kind of dude he is. If he's sending those pics right off the bat, you're like, next.
Also, unsolicited D pics are soon to be illegal, so like you need to chill, Joe.
Well, I'm gonna challenge that in the court, but okay. 833-563-2539. Dating do's and dating don'ts, maybe experiences you've had with online dating. Mackenzie, have you tried any of these things? Like Taylor just was talking about Hinge.
I have not. Someone set up a fake profile that I had torn down that was my picture that was not me, and I don't know what that Mackenzie was saying to people, which is horrifying. But no, I like the old fashioned. I've actually been lucky because I travel and I meet people because I want to sense you and like feel your vibe, look into their eyes. But one of my friends pointed out, hey, like if you online date, you know more about a person than if you just they walk up to you and you meet them. So I'm like, okay, point there.
I've definitely got some don'ts. Like, don't come on too strong. Don't give all your love right away.
Like, what's an example
of
that?
Are you kidding me? You are the king of that, yeah, pork chop.
Well, obviously. And that, I mean, it works now, but but not for a long time.
So what's an example of coming on too strong right off the bat?
Like, telling something, like, just wanting to hang out with everyone for, or not everyone, wanting to hang out with someone, like, every second of the day, like, just after meeting them.
But that's what you're doing right now.
But that's what you did with your hostage boy, a.k.a. your boyfriend.
Well, I got lucky and found the one other person in the world that's cool with that.
That's cool with being held captive.
Oh my
but
gosh.
For the majority of people, like, I think you need to ease into it.
Okay,
right?
I have a couple don'ts as well.
I have another thing as well.
Okay, okay. You go ahead, Taylor.
Yeah. Okay, so honestly, I didn't know if I was still on air, but anyway. So if you're coming on just to hook up on the app, I think you need to say that to the person rather than, you know, if your profile says, I'm here to date, and then you just, you know, go on a date, hook up, and never, like, ghost them. You know what I mean? Like, you need to come on and, you know,
good
say what you're
point.
There for.
They should have a little emoji on someone's profile. Like, if they just want to hook up, then it should be like a little
eggplant
or a little fire. Yeah, something like that.
Eggplant or peach. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Taylor, we appreciate you hopping on. So are you single right now then?
Oh, yes. Very single.
Okay. Do you want to try to find somebody?
Sure.
All right. Liv, get her to send us a couple of photos, preferably in bikinis, and we'll put it up.
Oh, my God. On our,
I know. We'll put
you
it up.
You so random.
We'll put an IG swipe up for people to see what up.
You would get in so much trouble on dating sites.
Oh, I
Thank
know.
Goodness for Lindsay. She saved you.
Taylor. All
Bye,
right.
Taylor.
Sorry, Taylor. I'm married. Have
Thanks,
a good
Taylor.
One.
Thanks, Taylor.
She sounds really cute. I can't believe she don't got a guy.
Well, that's because some guys out there kind of stink and
okay.
kind of suck.
Well, Taylor, you can come into town and I'll drink a beer with you and Liv. How about that? So I want
So weird.
No, it's not. I'm not hitting on
Taylor,
her.
Taylor, let's have some drinks. Send some bikini pics. No, not weird at all.
833-563-2539. We want to hear from you. Did you have any good experiences with online dating, or were they all terrible? What happened? What went down? Do you have any advice for Mackenzie, who secretly is using this segment for herself but denying it?
I am not. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
We'll talk to you next. Box of shame. It's the box of shame, and Liv has to face it.
Oh, man. Are you nervous, girl?
Yeah, woo. I am, but I'm anxious. Like, I just want to know.
Are we live?
We're not live yet.
We're not live on
IG. We got to get live on IG right now, guys. Come on.
Well, that's all right. Give me a moment. All right. So I am just anxious because you said before, you know, during the last song that there could be a chance that I don't have to do it.
Yes. This morning when you were having a rough start, we talked on air about what we could do to switch it up, not only for you, but for everybody involved when they have to face the box of shame. They lose Dare Dice. We could give them one more out, one more way to avoid the punishment. Would you like to hear the idea?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
She's like, anything.
All right. Now, here's where we have to decide, because we didn't come up with this. Do we want her, since she is supposed to reach into the box of shame and all the new punishments we have, do we want her to pick out the punishment and then do the option of possibly getting out of it? So, because we want to know what the punishment is. Okay,
let's grab.
So, here, take the box of shame.
So, we're giving Liv the box of shame. She's going to pull out her punishment, and then she has a slight chance to get out of it.
Okay. Tip of the tongue?
A.K.A. just the tip. Yes, it's very cold in Houston, but in Indy, it's actually below freezing. And you guys know that, what is it, Christmas Story? Is that the movie?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
The kid dog dares him to put his tongue on the pole.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because the weather's gotten cold enough to do it.
Oh, no.
This is so dangerous.
It will not rip your tongue off.
Okay, well, either way, how do I get out of it? Tell me how I get out of it.
She's like, I don't care.
You have a chance, and everybody has a chance from now on when they face the box of shame on that day. You have two die. We're doing it now with two die. You call your doubles. If you roll doubles that you call, you are out of it.
So it's a slight chance. So you can be like, two twos, two threes. I'm going to roll two sixes. And then
there's a 1 in 36 chance you can do that.
1 in 36 chance.
That's not 1 in 36.
I believe it is.
That's 1 in 36 for me to roll a double. But me calling it?
No, there's a 1 in 6 chance. Okay. Either way, do you want the chance or not?
Yeah.
I mean, before we didn't even have a chance to get out.
Now you have a chance to get out.
This would be so amazing if it happens.
All right, live the web girl.
All right, here she goes.
You do whatever you need to do.
All right, I'm calling either twos or sixes. I'm
going to call one.
I know. I'm going to call six.
Two sixes?
Two sixes.
Yes. Come on.
And then she's out of it.
And you get to pick the person that faces it.
Oh, no!
Two and three. So Liv the Web Girl is going to do the box of shame punishment. And I don't think you have to worry about getting your tongue stuck like you seem to be afraid
of. Do I have to go outside for this?
Well, yeah, there's a pole outside.
I'm so scared. If my tongue rips off, I literally am not kidding. I'm going to sue this entire company, and I'm going to retire early, baby, with my hurt, ripped tongue.
No, you'll be totally fine doing this, right? I mean, come on. Like, she's really not going to have a problem with it.
I feel so bad.
Know.
It's already so cold in here.
People have gotten stuck, their tongue stuck before.
I don't know. Maybe this is a bad idea.
Hold on a second. What?
I don't know. Maybe this is a bad idea.
Why is this a bad idea?
Because the kid on the movie got his tongue stuck.
It's a movie.
Honestly, could be like a health
worry. Could get
frostbite. Remember that one time when we made people do we made pork chop do the cinnamon challenge and everyone was so upset. This is the same thing. This is a health hazard.
But did you die?
No.
No, but there's a chance that, like, I could literally rip off my tongue. It could make my tongue
bleed.
There
is not a chance. 833. Let me do this. I hate that we can't just do the punishment. 833-563-2539. That is the number I ask right now that you call in, whether you've put your tongue on a cold pole before or if you're a medical expert, if you know anything about this. Liv will be fine. Even if her tongue gets stuck, we have two cups of hot water we can prepare for you and do that. We have a hot water machine right down there. We can just drizzle it.
And since this is just the tip, can't she just like lizard like dart it out? She doesn't really have to stick it on.
The
for,
tip
like, for
has,
how long?
You have to touch. I'd say 3 seconds. The tip has to touch.
Okay, so like one, two, three.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's fine.
I'm so scared.
I don't think it's not gonna like rip your tongue off from that.
Yeah, and if anything, it's the tip. You don't need the tip, you need the full thing.
I feel like her boyfriend Joel Daddy's gonna call in and object to this.
He's like, she has a really good tongue.
Daddy, save
I don't
me.
Want anything to happen to that tongue.
Save me.
All right, well, I want to hear from anybody. If you're listening right now, if you think we should not have Liv do this, or if you think we should have her do it and why, 833-563-2539. We'll get some calls, and then if everybody's okay with it, we'll actually do the punishment for the box of shame, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Okay, it has been decided that Liv is forced to face the box of shame today. But now we're getting phone calls for people, I don't know if they're agreeing with Liv or not, saying it may not be the best idea to put your cold, wet tongue on a, or I guess your hot, wet tongue, on a cold pole like they do in that Christmas Story movie.
Not to mention all of the germs on that. I just think it's going to rip off my tongue.
Your tongue will be fine, and you put your tongue in worse places, I'm sure. Amy, good morning. You're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you want to say?
So when I was in middle school, I did that, and I stuck my tongue to a stop sign post, and it got stuck. Like, I didn't really think it would work, and I was like, oh, my God, it's really stuck. And so people had to pour, like, warm liquid on my tongue to get it off, and when I did pull it off, it was, like, it had pulled off some of my taste buds, and my tongue was bleeding, and it was pretty sore for
no!
a couple of days.
Oh, my God.
But just a couple of days, though, so not that
this
long.
Is how to get yourself unstuck should it happen. One. It's three steps. Remain calm. Two, cup your hands around your mouth to heat up the surface. Then pour a warm liquid on the surface to detach.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so scared.
I got coffee. You want some hazelnut tongue? I'll take care of it. You're going to be fine. If you freak out and try to rip it off, that's where you'll do damage.
No, right. I'm definitely not going to do that.
That's what I'm saying. You need to remain calm. Let's go to Hayden.
And when she pulls off the pole, should it be like quick and like abrasive or like a
slow?
No,
slow.
Okay.
If the skin does come off the tongue, you want it to do slowly, not fast. Hayden, listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. What did you want to say about this?
When I was younger, I made my little brother stick his tongue to a pole, and I thought it was hilarious. But his tongue did get stuck, and he freaked out. And my mom had to come out, and we had to hold, like, a warm washcloth to it to get it to come off profusely. it's fine now, but at the time, yeah, it bled a lot.
I think she's just going to dart her tongue out and touch
it
briefly.
I'm so nervous, and I hate blood, too.
Then don't bleed.
Oh, gosh.
You can't just tell someone not to do that. It's like telling someone not to get goosebumps.
All right, let's wrap it up this morning with Kaylin. Hey, Kaylin, you're listening to Indy on Radio Now 100.9. What did you want to say about the whole Dare Dice and Box of Shame punishment?
Okay, by the way, I love you guys so much.
Love you more.
I'm going to have to agree with Joe, though, because I have a lot of stupid people that I know. and so I think you should be fine because... if it's only for, like, 3 seconds, and especially if you're taking precautions that you have the warm water right next to you, then you should be totally fine.
And the fire department's right down the block, so I think we're going to be okay. Kaylin, thank you for calling. So are you going to go do the box of shame?
I mean, I guess I am. Also, I don't know why it was relevant that she had to mention that she also knew dumb people.
Well, to be fair, I wouldn't want to do this, but then again, I didn't lose.
I mean, yeah, I will. It's a box of shame. So
okay.
I guess I will. I'm so scared, though. I'm so scared. Someone get hot water.
And we are live right now on Instagram at Joe and McKenzie. If you want to see Liv have to stick her tongue to a pole for 3 seconds to see if it sticks.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. Go get the hot water, guys. Go fill it up. Get 2 cups in case we need more. Stay live on Instagram. No swearing because I'm going to pot you guys up when we come back after a song. And we will do it next, okay?
And now I know what to do to detach if you need me.
Thank you.
I just have the instructions.
And I've got gloves to rub the pole to make the pole warm because they said that detaches the tongue too.
He's a pro in rubbing poles.
Yes. He's one of the best. But don't warm the pole just yet. All right. At this time, I'd like to pause for station identification. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. I have to be a little honest. I am actually, I don't want Liv the Web Girl to hear this, but I'm kind of a little afraid of what could possibly happen here. If you're just tuning in, she is the loser. She's got the box of shame today. And the thing is, she's going to do, just like out of a Christmas Story, we double dog dared her to put her tongue on the pole, and it's cold outside, and we're wondering if it's going to stick or not. Mackenzie, are you there?
Yes, okay, I am here. It is absolutely, we're already freezing cold. We found a pole, a random metal pole. Liv, her eyes are already blistering over. Her nose is already pink. Are you ready? How's your tongue feel?
I am terrified. It is 1,000% going to stick, even if I just put it on for 3 seconds. So I'm just very nervous. I'm hoping I don't panic. Okay, Joe, you want to do a countdown?
Yes, and I'm going to pop this up, so no swearing. I'm going to turn up the IG live so I get a crystal clear thing here. Have the water standing by, because I don't want her to lose her tongue.
I know. Okay, so maybe, Porkchop, you pick up one of those hot waters.
Okay.
All right. Everyone is just shivering standing here with anything exposed. Oh, she's testing it out. She just did a little dart of her tongue. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do. Okay, count us down, Joe.
I'm only doing it for 3 seconds, Joe.
All right, you got to hold it on there, though.
I know, for 3 seconds.
3, 2, 1, go.
It's stuck. Hey. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's stuck. Here. Help her. Okay. Calm. Okay. Oh, no. Is it stuck? Okay. Calm down.
Okay.
Breathe it. Breathe hot.
Oh, my God. It's stuck. Oh, my God. Her tongue is stuck.
Okay. Pour the water. Oh, no. Don't cry. Okay. Let her. Okay. Take it. Okay. Okay, pour the water. Pour the water. He said pour the water. It's okay. Pour the water. It is stuck. We're going to get it done. Go like this, Joe. Liv, go. Get that as much heat as you can.
But don't be moisture.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Now we're going to unstick it. Hold on. It's coming down the pole. Don't get her eyes. Okay. Coming down the pole. It's okay. And it's unsticking.
It's unsticking.
Okay. It's unsticking. Okay. Oh, no. Okay. Can it do it? Can you get on?
Okay.
Mackenzie.
He's free. Yay! That was the most terrifying thing ever. I'm never doing that again.
Oh, no. I thought she was going to start crying. She did start crying. Are you okay?
I literally have water all over me.
Can you see your tongue? Are you okay? Okay, it's just a little pink. There's no blood.
I'm so numb. I can't feel it.
Hold on. Put your tongue out for IGTV.
I was going to start crying. That was terrifying.
Hey, you're such a champion. Way to go, Liv.
Thanks.
All right, cool. You guys get back in here. Coming up next, we got Joe's Journey. Then after that, it's a special day that we need to celebrate. We'll tell you all about that. But wow, if you have not seen that, we'll put a full video up soon at joeandmackenzie.com of Liv doing that challenge for the Box of Shame. But it's on our IGTV. Go check it out. It's Joe and Mackenzie. We have got Liv the Web Girl back in studio. Hey, how you doing?
My tongue hurts. I'm not going to lie, but I'm just happy it's over.
Let's do a tongue twister right now. Ready? I'm kidding.
No, I was going to say.
How was it? You guys, like, I was afraid somebody was going to swear. It got sounded really dramatic outside.
It was super because she looked she eye to eye with me. She it's stuck! And I was like, freaking out. I'm like, I'm going to, and then she couldn't detach. So I was thinking her tongue was going to get, like, she was going to bleed. And then I, like, went into, I was like, okay.
She was
I
like,
got
calm
this.
Down. I'm so glad Mackenzie was out there because I started panicking. So she stuck the tip out and it immediately stuck, but everyone was just standing there.
Staring at
so
her.
I was like, no, come on. Like, it's stuck.
So this
guys,
is what I read the instructions. So I was like, calm down. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go, we're going to heat it up. And then Porkchop assisted with the water, but I was like, didn't want him to spray pouring like hot water in her face.
She
looked at me with terror, and then I saw tears streaming down her eyes. I'm like, okay, this is going to be okay.
Intern Chloe, you are still freaked out by what you saw, right?
Yeah, poor Liv. You could just see the panic in her eyes, and I was so worried she was just going to rip her head backwards.
It was like a little bit of my tongue got attached, and then all of this, like, it literally sucked my tongue in, and it was like half my tongue was on the pole.
Oh, I thought you did that on your own.
No! I literally stuck out the tip, and I was like, oh, God! And then
she
sheer
terror.
Sucked
like,
it in.
It's stuck!
This
it's like
great.
The molecules from my tongue, like, latched onto the molecules from the pole.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's weird. That's where I see all like the that one homeless guy's always making out with that pole. It's weird. He's like, come here, Sally. All right, hey, props to Liv for being a trooper right there. That was dope. You can see it on our IGTV. I'm sorry, on our Instagram Live right now. We'll have it up later on IGTV and up at joemckenzie.com. I don't think Liv wants to edit that video, but we need
her
to.
This was actually like a scientific experiment because now we know it does happen. We know what to do if it does happen. Cup your hands. Heat up the surface. Then hot water.
And by the way,
detach.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't
do
try it.
Don't do it. This is a Joe and McKenzie
really
exclusive.
Stupid of us do, but.
Yeah, they say dumb people put their tongue on a pole. That's what the one caller said. Hey, Joe's journey. I want to get to that real quick this morning here. I started back on October 9th, kind of getting back on the saddle, and I weighed in at 395.6 pounds because all those points matter. Last week, I was down to 387. Which is pretty dope, 0.0. This week, I did lose weight, and I need to be not mad at myself, because to be honest, guys, I had like 4 Popeye's chicken sandwiches last week. Not in the same day, but I went on like I wanted to try this kind of a food binge because it was so good. So I did not eat the best. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, it's getting cooler in Houston, but also in Indy. We have like snow and ice on the ground. I mean, it's freezing. So my walking like 3 to 4 miles a day with me and the dogs is down to like one quick trip around the block. That's not enough steps. So I'm considering getting a gym membership to go do more workouts inside. That being said, I was 387 last week. I'm 386.2. So I lost 0.8, almost a pound, which is not bad. I'm down 9.4 pounds since October 9th. So a little over a month, I'm down almost 10 pounds, which if you break it down 2.5 pounds per week is what you're supposed to lose weight with, which is good considering, like I said, I had 4 of those chicken sandwiches last week, which are not the healthiest. But I'm feeling really good. I've been stretching. My back's doing a little bit better. So I'm feeling good.
Good.
Feeling good.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
That is this week's update to Joe's Journey. You can check it out online at joeandmckenzie.com.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
This is very interesting, and I don't want to shy away from it because it might be awkward and we don't know the proper things to say. If you want to join in the conversation, if you got an opinion, maybe you can relate to this too, please, we encourage you to do so. 833-563-2539. I think I saw this story on the Daily Mail, and it pretty much says this, or it asks this question. Is it fair for a biological man to compete in a woman's sporting event? Now, let me read a little bit of the story here, and then we'll take your calls, and I want to hear everybody in the room, too. Biological male cyclist Rachel McKinnon won a women's world championship event on Saturday, so this happened very recently. McKinnon told Sky News in an interview that it would be unfair if the cyclist was kept out of the women's events. McKinnon said, "So, if we want to say that I believe you're a woman for all of society, except for the massive central part that is sports, that's not fair." McKinnon said in a tweet Sunday that a, quote, real champion would accept biologically male athletes competing in female athletics. She said, quote, "I have yet to meet a real champion who has a problem with trans women. Real champions want stronger competition. If you win because bigotry got your competition banned, you're a loser." McKinnon is an example of biologically male athletes racking up victories and wins in female athletics. 2 biological male runners have dominated girls' high school track in Connecticut, and that allows, in Connecticut, they allow self-identified transgender athletes to compete as the opposite sex. At the NCAA level, after high school and college, a biological male runner who identifies as transgender won an NCAA women's track championship earlier in the year in May after previously competing on the university's men's team. So it brings up a question here, and I don't have all the answers, but I love to talk, so we want to hear it from you at 833-563-2539. Do you think this athlete that just won the big medal right there, is it fair for her, who was born as a man, to compete in these women events? Because I would argue with anybody, not saying women are weaker than men in general. There's women that could kick my butt. They could knock me out. They could outlift me. They could outrun me, anything like that. But I would say the male body genetically like built up is more likely to be stronger than a woman. Like if you were both your max competitor, men and women, the man would be stronger. And I'm not saying women are weak. It's just genetics. It's physical truth.
There's a difference.
There is a difference. I'm not saying women can't be strong. You're listening right now. You could probably squat more than me, bench more than me, and do a lot more than me.
Ronda Rousey would mess you up.
Oh, my God. Yes. Ronda Rousey could. Well, I wouldn't mind that. But, hey, 833-563-2539. Is it fair for a male-born athlete that identifies as a woman to compete in female athletics? I say no.
Okay, why do you say no, Joe?
Because it's... If a guy, in theory, is stronger or faster than a woman, especially like we talked about these high school athletes, they're competing for scholarships, they're competing for other events, but even just records in general, it's like, I think even if you identify as a woman but you were born a man, I still think you have to compete in the men's athletic events because of the way your body was physically made up.
Right.
No matter what alterations you do or not, however you identify, that doesn't matter. I think your body, what it physically is, you can be whoever you want to be and do what you want to do. I say love yourself and love everyone. But I think for the athletic competition part, I think you would stay in those things. Like, let's go to the NBA, for example. Let's say there was a guy that identified as a woman, and he was like Shaquille O'Neal. That would not be fair if he started playing in the WNBA.
It wouldn't?
I don't think it would be fair.
He would be awesome.
Do you guys think it's fair?
No. I mean, I understand what you're saying. And we're all about everybody be who they want to be.
Oh, and love everybody.
You do you, but when you bring up the scholarship aspect of it, I understand that. I get that. It's like, geez, like it's hard for, but I also feel my heart breaks because if you, for the misplaced that don't feel, okay, well, I don't identify here and I don't identify over there. Like, so where do I land?
Oh, totally. You know? And I hate for anybody to feel that
and
way.
I don't want anyone to feel that way. But at the same token, genetically, we are made up different.
I think like you bring up, that's a great point. I feel bad for the person. Like, well, where do I fit in? What do I do then, Joe, if I can't do that? But then I also think, though, okay, let's say it got to the Olympic levels. We have the Winter Olympics, the Summer Olympics. Let's say you trained your whole life. You sacrificed everything. Like, once again, a man competing in a woman's events, and you lose. Like, would it be fair back in the day if Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, if Bruce Jenner would have competed in female events and these athletes had competed and worked their butt off and it's like, sorry, you came in fourth place. But it's like, wait. What do you mean?
But like, if you competed and you worked your butt off and you, like, who's to say that the person who was born a man but is now identifying as a woman is going to win? There's no telling if that person is going to win or not. So like, is it just bad and not fair when they win? What about when they lose and when another female beats them? Like, your hard work and like your life dedication should stand for itself on its own. There shouldn't have all these asterisks of like, oh, you got fourth place and you were going against all women. That means that like your hard work's for, like, it was for something, but like, oh, you got fourth place and the person who got third place was someone who was born a man but now identifies as a female. That means that you were screwed. You were, you know, like you... That sucks for you. And like, you know, you were played kind of like, why does it matter? If you get fourth place, you get fourth place. That's it.
It's not a level playing field though.
Yeah. You don't think so?
I think a man's body, like physically, genetically made up, not what you identify as, but like a physically born male body for the most part, if you're an athlete, it could be a lot stronger, faster than a female.
Well, that's why there are two leagues. I mean, we just don't have the NBA league. There is a NBA and there is a WNBA.
Right. And I think the problem there is that we're not looking at people who are like non-binary. Like, if you're thinking about gender as a spectrum, we're not looking at sports that way.
And this is interesting too, because they had the first openly transgender Miss Universe. Angela competed, that she formerly was a man, and she was competing. She didn't win, but it was like a huge step forward.
All right, we have a bunch of people lined up on the phones, and I want to talk about this. Maybe we could throw this up on Facebook too. Radio Now 100.9 in Indy, and Radio Now Houston, if you're listening in Houston. We'll talk to you next. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Is it fair for a biologically born man to compete in women's sporting events? This just happened in Canada. A woman by the name, born as a man, Rachel McKinnon, now identifies as a woman, is a world champion, and this happened on Saturday. And it's an interesting question, and I want to hear from you here. I want to have an open debate and get your thoughts. Let's kick it off right now on the phones, and we'll get to some social media in just 1 second. We have Sam. Hey, Sam, good morning. Thanks for calling in to Joe McKenzie. What did you want to say, Sam?
Hi, good morning. Well, I just wanted to share something interesting. I was born a female. I'm a transgender male myself.
Okay.
And I understand where everyone's coming from, and everything makes complete sense. But what's interesting, and what I don't think a lot of people think about, unless you're transgender yourself, is that genetics kind of goes out the window after you're on a hormone replacement therapy for so many years. And especially if you have your own reproductive organs removed, you know, you're now at the mercy of the hormones that are driving your train. So, you know, I'm far stronger, far bigger, more athletic, easier to gain muscle since I've been on testosterone. And I would imagine it's very much the same for transgender women.
Do you think, though, Sam, or do you know anyone? And by the way, thanks for calling. I love that we have such a wide group of people that will listen to the show and comment and be part of things. Do you think, like, the opposite, you're getting stronger. Do you think somebody that was naturally born a male and takes, would it be estrogen here and things like that, do you think that that would make their body weaker? This is where, like, I'm the dummy of the show. I know nothing scientifically. Do you think do they lose muscle mass and strength?
No, it's not about losing muscle mass, but your fat distribution changes a great deal. Things move around in your body, and it's like I said, unless you're with someone or been around someone or part of it, it's so hard to wrap your brain around. Mm-hmm. But it is amazing what the body does just on what hormone that you're taking. And like, my body produces nothing now, so I am at the mercy of synthetic hormones for the rest of my life. But that's totally telling my body what to do on the inside. So it's taking all of those genetics and it's treating my body as if I were born a male. So it's changing everything. And I'm willing to bet that most athletes, male or female, transgender or not, or transgender specifically, their bodies, they take it very seriously.
All right. Hey, Sam, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate your call. Let's go to Tony this morning. Let's work our way down the phones here. Tony, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say that I respect Sam's opinions. I mean, not opinions, just facts. It's pretty much facts. And testosterone's a big thing, how every man was just born. The ability to gain muscle stronger, you know, like faster.
Okay.
And overall, like, if we just have the peak of woman and male for sure are going to have more muscle and overall just more athletic endurance and all that. But think about it this way. Like, we started sports, like, way earlier. We were, Natch, how you say, hunters and gatherers. We were like more active from a long time ago, and so we had the capability to do all those things of athletically. And so now that we just started the women's basketball team, like you just said, and all that stuff, like we still have time to think and like see what our bodies are capable of doing in the long run, because now it's just we're starting to research all on transgender and all those aspects.
Hey, Tony, thank you for calling in to Joe McKenzie. Want to go to Jonah. Hey, Jonah, thanks for calling in. What do you want to say?
Hi. So I just wanted to say that I'm a current student that's studying to be a surgeon, so I'm learning about the body and then how to, like, fix itself, basically. And, like, ultimately from that, it is completely unfair going from male to female. I'm not really sure about female to male, but going overall, you can take hormone shots and do some replacement therapy, but that doesn't fix the overall structure. And men produce more hemoglobin and faster than women do, so that's a huge part in sport. And then their overall, like, lung capacity and size can take more oxygen in. And there's just small factors that overall, like, cannot be replaced. So it's just unfair.
So I have a question. Do you know or do you have a solution, or what do you think should happen for these people that were born one way but now identify as opposite sex? Are they just not allowed to play sports? Are we just like, hey, tough luck, like you're not going to be able to perform at a high level, you're not going to be able to perform with your school, you're not allowed to do sports? Like, what do we do? How can we fix this problem? Do you have any ideas?
So I personally think we should start looking into maybe doing a sport for them and, you know, creating like a whole nother game, because I think of it too as sports have rules. And I think
well, rules should be for specific people. So if we can't accommodate them into, like, male and female already, then maybe we just create a whole nother game.
I have a great idea that I just thought of. This might be really stupid, but it just came to me. So in wrestling, people compete at weight classes. So in wrestling, like male wrestling, if you, there's like 106 pounds, like 120 pounds, they all wrestle each other. Then like 120 to 160, whatever, they all wrestle each other. What if we did all sports kind of by weight class?
So that's going to be different though, because like a woman, like a muscle mass versus like not. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But I don't know. Yeah, that's true.
Hey, it's an idea. It's an idea.
It's a good idea, though.
Blend the two sports and just have them compete at their weight.
This is interesting, though. I just looked up the average male height is 5'9", and the average woman height is 5'4". Because I was just wondering, like, basic stuff.
Yeah.
It's 5'4"?
For a woman, and only 5'9" for a guy.
See, for me, and I know this is unpopular, I want to get to, thank you, Jonah, for the call. We'll get to Jennifer in 1 second here and wrap this up. I think, though, and I know it's weird, like, I feel so bad for the person that would be competing if you were born a man but you identify as a woman. I think whatever you were genetically born as, that would be the sport you were asking to live. That's what you compete in. Even if you look like a woman, you dress as that.
And you're taking estrogen, like high levels of estrogen, and your muscle mass is changing. So not, so
I
now,
would still say yes, you'd, so be, now, you'd be in that sport.
Your
yeah.
BMI, your body mass index, so like your level of fat is way higher than it was when you were not taking these estrogen pills.
Yes.
That's what, it doesn't make sense. Like a person who is taking estrogen, there, we just heard your body weight changes, and like the way it stores fat and the way it gains muscle, that changes. So no longer is your muscle easier to build on top of each other. Like it just, your makeup changes.
I get your point. No, I get your point. And is my thing scientifically correct? No, but that's my thought, or I think how it works.
I still would have,
I don't know,
loved
if it's right.
to have seen Shaq play in the.
No
the
kidding.
Wimba.
Get it, girl. Let's go to Jennifer. We'll wrap up with Jennifer. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you want to say, real quick?
Hey, Joe. I think I pretty much agreed with you pretty much during the whole debate conversation.
Okay.
I know it's not the perfect solution to everything, and I definitely don't think that transgender should be excluded at all. I don't think that the perfect solution would be that they would just have to, play the sport with, with the others that maybe if they were born a male, that's the team that they have to play with, even if they identify as a female. However, at this point in time, I don't see necessarily a better solution.
I think with time we're gonna figure things out. We don't know. I'm not saying people haven't been transgender for a while. I'm just saying, like, a society, we're talking about it. This would have never happened 5 or 10 years ago. We're finally having these conversations and dialogues. And finally, my main point here, Liv, is this. I think it's unfair, and this is the biggest reason why, for men to compete in, like, track, for example, and females, like, ladies, if you got, like, you're heavy chested, that stuff's hitting you and stuff like that as you're running, dude's flat chested, oh my God, you're gonna win. Poor lady's running around getting hit in the face with stuff. Okay, that one fell flat. That one, thought it was a good one.
Nope, it wasn't.
Try swinging a golf club.
All right, hey, is this up on Facebook or any of our social media?
Yes, it's up on Facebook and it's up on Twitter.
All right, cool. Facebook, if you're in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. You okay over there, Sneezy McSneezer?
Just make me sneeze.
If you're in Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. And Twitter and Instagram, it's Joe McKenzie. We are going to be right back here. And today's a special day. I think we need to embrace acting. I'll
yes.
explain more
We're
of this.
We're letting out our inner thespian.
Your innie, yes. It's coming up in less than 10. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Ah, stupid phone line. Jeffrey, sorry, man. We just lost Jeffrey. He was going to be our judge today for our little thespian bit. So if you can call up and help us out, you can be the judge at 833-563-2539. Today is a very, very special day. It's Actors Day, and we're going to play a little game.
Yes. Okay, so it's called Acting Out. That's why we want you to call us, and all you have to do is be the judge. Basically, you have to decide what movie we are trying to act out. We're going to read some lines, be the inner thespian that we know we can be. Actually, it'll probably be terrible, which will be even more fun. So give us a call. We need you to guess which movie we are portraying.
Okay, now here's my thing before we begin this. I really like my partner today because we paired it up 2 and 2. It's Joe and McKenzie taking on Liv and Porkchop. I'm predicting right now they are going to self-implode. because they always fight behind the scene. I don't think they're going to be able to channel their inner thespian.
Is this a competition between you and Mackenzie and me and Porkchop?
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's what Intern Chloe's going to judge who's the best actor.
I did not realize that's what this was.
Well, we also want people to guess what the movie is, but...
But at the end of the day, Mackenzie, everything in life's a competition. You know that.
Of course.
All right, let's get to the phones. Hey, good morning, Joe Mackenzie. Who's this? All right.
Our phone lines are acting wonky.
Why is it that we can't have working equipment? All right, we're just going to have to move on from a phone call. We're going to have to intern Chloe be the judge because our phones are crapping out. I don't know why, but they are just not working. So sorry about that. Okay. Intern Chloe, Mackenzie and I are going to go first.
Okay. Now, this is our scene. We are at a restaurant.
Elle, Pooh Bear, I think we should break up.
What?
I've been thinking, and it's the right thing to do.
You're breaking up with me? I thought you were proposing.
Proposing? Elle, if I'm going to be a senator, I need to marry a Jackie, not a Marilyn.
You're breaking up with me because I'm too blonde?
No, that's not entirely true.
Then what? My boobs are too big?
Elle, your boobs are fine. Scene.
End scene. Can you name that movie? Intern Chloe, do you know what movie that is?
Yes. Legally Blonde.
Yes! All right. Okay. Good job.
Okay. Now you
guys. Porkchop and Liv, you go ahead and do your scene. Good luck with that.
Let's do.
Okay.
All right. Okay. On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor!
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you'd sleep with?
John Stamos! What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Do you want to do karate in the garage?
Yeah.
Scene.
Nice.
All right, intern Chloe, can you name that movie that was just acted out by Chops and Liv?
No, I don't know what that is.
What?
Oh, my
gosh. That was
gosh.
Amazing
this acting. This is why we need you on the phone lines if you can guess these movies.
That was Step Brothers, even though our job couldn't pronounce Velociraptor.
I've only seen half of that movie.
Wait, Chloe, you have to watch the full thing. It's so good.
Fine.
Did you put your notes on my drum set?
You want to go do karate in the basement?
All right, Mackenzie, are you ready?
Yes.
Joe Mackenzie.
Here we go. Another scene.
Here we go.
I milked a cat once. You want to hear a story?
Sure.
My sister had a cat, and the cat bird, the litter of kittens, must have been like 30 of them. And there was this one little runt, this little sweet little engine that could runt, who wanted to get up there, couldn't really get access to the teat.
Teat?
I went in, and I just simply, just into a little saucer, then took the saucer and fed it to Geppetto. That's what I named him.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah. You can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me? Scene.
Can you name that movie?
I don't remember the name of the movie. I just know the actors in it.
I don't know that movie
Robert
either.
De Niro's in it.
Meet the Fockers!
Careful! We're on the radio! No, it's okay. You can say that.
All right, you guys want to do one more?
Okay.
All right.
Let's see what they have. This is Porkchop and Liv the Web Girl. It's Actors Day, so we're doing Act It Out.
You changed your name to McLovin?
It doesn't have a first name. It just says McLovin.
I mean, it's up to you, Fogle. This guy's going to think, oh, here's another kid with a fake ID. Or here's McLovin, the 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor. Okay, so what's it going to be?
I am McLovin.
No, you're not! No one's McLovin. McLovin's never existed because that's a made-up, dumb, beep, fairy tale name. You dumb, beep.
Scene.
Yeah, that was so good.
All right, intern Chloe, do you know that movie?
That movie.
Superbad.
Yes.
All right, listen, we need you to decide who won Act It Out. 833-563-2539. Want to get your reaction to who you thought did the best. Then after that, we'll get into the tea with Mackenzie. Okay, National Actors Day. We just did Act It Out, and we're going to go to the phones here and get some reaction from you, the people. 833-563-2539. Sarah, thank you for calling in. You heard Joe and Mackenzie. You heard Liv and Porkchop. What is your decision?
Joe McKenzie.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes, honey!
How you like that?
Liv, we lost.
Was it the Legally Blonde that put us over the top?
I can't believe she didn't guess Step Brothers. Oh, my gosh.
I know, it's hard. Intern Chloe, bless her heart. She watches kind of like half of movies, I think, so she didn't know.
You guys, those teams did good, though.
We should have went with Harry Potter. There's no way she would have missed any of those 20 movies. She's like, oh, I know that one.
She's British.
The Sorcerer's Stone, The Wizard's Wand, Harry's Happenings.
The Sorcerer's Stone is actually
Harry's Happenings. The Harry Potter
Goblet
you missed.
Goblet of Fire, I love Harry Potter.
All right, you're kind of nerding out on me. Hold on a second, Mackenzie. Do you still have your script?
I do. You want to do another one?
This is just crazy to me. I feel like that caller just like likes you two better because I truly
You
thought,
guys did awesome.
Hold on. Let me grab a call from somebody calling for you guys. Oh.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Hold on.
No, you guys
let me try
great.
Line two. Hey, good morning. That's unfortunate. All right, Mackenzie, are you ready?
Yep.
And scene.
Regina, you're wearing sweatpants. It's Monday.
So?
So that's against the rules. You can't sit with us.
Whatever. Those rules aren't real.
They were real the day I wore a vest.
It was because the vest was disgusting.
You can't sit with us!
Ah! Scene.
Why were you guys whispering it? It's like a quiet theater.
Oh, wait. You're telling me.
You guys are like ASMR mean girls.
You're telling me that you and Porkchop can do that scene better than us?
Yes, Porkchop, get ready.
Okay.
And then
you
we
can
have
do
to
mean
do
girls better
scene.
Than us.
I will be Mackenzie.
Go. Okay. Go ahead.
Regina, you're wearing sweatpants. It's Monday.
So?
So that's against the rules. You can't sit with us.
Whatever. Those rules aren't real.
They were real that day I wore a vest.
It was because that vest was so disgusting.
You can't sit with us.
The Chops. Will you be a valley girl every day, Chops?
Yeah, I know. I think that's who he really needs to be right there. I think that's the real person we need to find. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Nice. And you haven't even had an energy drink yet.
No, I'm really tired, actually.
Wow, that was impressive.
Sorry, that's my music bed to wrap up the show. I just thought I'd do my best there. Let me try it again.
Acapella. Oh, nice.
That wraps it up for the show today. What do you got going on, Mackenzie?
Well, I'm going to go to Eat the Frog Fitness, get my workout on in Carmel. Then I'm so excited I get to pick up my little girl Lulu today. And she was like, Mommy, there's a book fair today. And she has a long list of stuff she wants to get. So we'll be shopping at that. And then I have some other fun errands to run. What about you guys?
Myself, I am in the process of getting ready to hopefully be moving. We're supposed to close on our house on Monday. I don't know, though. We got some late paperwork, so I hope we don't get delayed. That's going to suck. They needed some information from us yesterday, so I hope it stays on time. But other than that, still packing up, putting things in boxes. What do you got going on today, Chops?
I am looking forward to eating lunch, and I think I want McDonald's, and I want, like, a lot.
So you're super hungry?
Yeah, like a double quarter pounder with cheese, no onions, large fry, and a large Dr. Pepper. I don't even drink soda anymore, but that's just what
you
I want.
You should get a McChicken and try it with sweet and sour sauce.
Maybe. I'll get that, too.
You know what you should
do?
It's
only a buck.
You should actually go to the store and get some things with good sources of protein and not a lot of fat, so it's going to hold you over for a longer amount of time. Also, do you know how much sugar is in a large Dr. Pepper?
That's okay. It's just what I want.
Okay.
He's craving it.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want a McChicken.
How about you, Liv? Doing anything good today?
Eating a lot of high-quality fats to sustain myself.
I have to run to work right after this, and then just more Cycle Bar stuff. I'm going to be taking a class and doing some training.
Are you qualified yet?
Certified?
Oh, yeah, same thing.
No, not yet, but hopefully within the next 2 weeks it'll happen.
Are we getting a bike in studio or not?
Yes, I want that.
1,000% if you're going to be paying for it.
Bike desk.
All right. Well, hey, we can't do any of that fun stuff unless we say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and intern Chloe to the money.
Bye.
Bye.